The Berkshire Festival of Women Writers is a month-long festival of women writers. We'll get a preview of all the events, including panels, readings, lectures, and networking events. A myriad of voices will be celebrated during the festival, including published playwrights, poets, and novelists, bloggers, non-native speakers, learning to write expressively in English, and emerging writers as well. Panel discussions will be led by publishers and literary agents and social media strategists. See, they got all the bases covered. Jennifer Brody D. Hernandez joins us, Associate Professor of Comparative Literature, Media Studies, and Human Rights at Bard College at Simon's Rock. Also joining us, Susie Banks Baum, an artist, writer, and full-time mom, is the author of Laundry Line Divine, A Wild Soul Book for Mothers. And Sally Jane Height joins us as well. She has written and will perform on Saturday night, Before I Forget, a look at one woman's life, loves, and losses. It's a great pleasure to have you all with us. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having us, Joe.
Thank you.
Well, it's a delight to have the trio here. So let us begin with you, Jennifer. You're kind of the ringleader of all of this. That's safe to say, isn't it?
Yep. It was all my idea, I have to admit.
All right. So what have you gotten everybody into?
Well, a lot. I mean, it was my vision to have a month-long festival celebrating women writers in the Berkshires, and it's just grown phenomenally over the 3 years. This is the third year,
yep.
And we have more than 150 women participating this year, from well-known published authors like Julia Cameron, who'll be at Kripalu, to, you know, students and older women who've never shared their writing before.
Overall mission is to do what?
To promote the visibility of women writers and open up lots of spaces for women to share their ideas.
So you can do this much better than I can, but give us a sense of our two wonderful guests here are both taking a part in the festival. So what drew you to them and their work?
Susie Banks Baum has been one of our supporters over the years. I mean, I've been doing this work for more than a decade. Of annual conferences, and Susie's been involved all that time. And she is just one of those ringleaders who attracts other women to her. She's a hub kind of person, and that's why she's put together this fabulous anthology that comes out of last year's event. I want Susie to tell us about
no,
that.
And this is your kickoff event, really?
March 1.
Yeah.
Yep. And then we have another 56 events, or another 55 after that.
Who's counting? Susie, let us go to you. Laundry Line Divine, A Wild Soul Book for Mothers. And so you're doing a lot with this Laundry Line Divine.
Well, I'm a mom, Joe. There's a lot of laundry out there.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I live in a place where I can hang my laundry on the...
Thank God.
I know.
It smells so good.
It does smell. When you put your head down on a sweetly dried pillowcase, right? But I use that metaphor because I think it's a place for me that is a timeout from the fray of the household, and it gives me an opportunity to step out of the chaos and into nature. I get to hang my family's laundry out and sort of sort my feelings out about all of them, and it's just given me the metaphor for a certain kind of life, right? And a certain kind of living that is diminishing. Over 50% of our nation lives in metropolitan areas.
Right.
Hanging laundry is becoming an antique habit. And I don't think it's... I think more people could hang their laundry on the line.
What do you hope for, as Jennifer mentioned, this an anthology? So what do you hope for in the opening event?
Well, in the opening event at Out of the Mouths of Babes, an evening of mothers reading to others, six women authors, including myself, read writings from the soul of the mother. So it's not anecdotal about your kids. It's really how a woman experiences motherhood and the press into her creativity sort of is a direct line into the heart of the experience. So we learn a lot more about the world and about each other through these mothers' voices.
Say that line again.
When a woman leans into her creativity, it's a direct line into a woman's experience as a mother. And that's a voice that we really haven't heard very much. We hear, you know, the sort of complaining stuff, and we hear about the product stuff. But what I want to know is when an intelligent, interesting, creative person is dealing with a toothache, what happens there when she expresses her feelings through that. There's a universal experience,
right?
And that's what I'm here for.
And what I think is fascinating about what you just said, and why I asked you to repeat it, is because to get that direct line, you have to have that interesting and creative person. I mean, that's what it takes. We may all have that feeling,
yeah,
but to bring out the universality of it,
right?
But it takes the person to make the connection, for the neurons to connect and say, okay, this is where we're going to go.
Exactly. And I think that people who engage in their creativity, whether you're crocheting an Afghan, right?
Right,
or sort of granny activity. I don't mean that negatively, well,
I know.
You know what I mean.
Yeah.
Sort of a more home-centered activity.
Yes.
Or you're painting a beautiful oil canvas like Gabriel Senza. The instinct is the same. And what happens is the same. You connect with your soul. You connect with your higher self. You connect with a universal sort of presence. And you are no longer alone. Every woman will tell you, every mother will tell you, I am so alone with these 7 kids dragging on my legs all day long, you know. you're looking for that time when your voice is valued and expressed, and that's what the anthology is all about. It's 36 women giving that a voice.
Sally Jane Height will also be performing on Saturday night, Before I Forget, and this is your look at life and love and losses and all that good stuff.
Yeah, life, love, and the pursuit of what?
and this? How did this all come about for you?
Age.
Yeah. Maturity.
No, actually, you know, I am a performer and have always been a performer. I think, as I say in the show, from the womb, I have total recall that I probably did at least 2 or 3 One Baby Girl shows. And it just continued until you get to a place as auditioning Annie, where you're auditioning for all these people, and then you get to a certain stage in your life, and you've had all of these experiences, because I am, and I can so agree with Susie Banks about the experience of being a mother. I have 3 grown daughters. They're grown on some days, and some days they're not.
Infantile.
And these 3 grown daughters, I now have 8 grandchildren. And someone said it to me very recently, Joe, you go through, women go through many stages. You know, Shakespeare wrote the 7 stages of man, you know, life upon the stage, right, okay. But I think life upon the stage of life is what women and men both go through. And then for a woman, you start as a little girl, and in a little girl in a society that relegates you to a certain position, and then you move on to a bigger girl, and then a bigger girl, and then a mother. And I have decided to take on the new role of crone. I want to be a crone
woman,
because then my kids can't get at me.
Yeah.
And my grandchildren understand. They understand that I'm a crazy lady who says and does funny things, which is what I do in the show. But I had to get there, Joe.
Is that protection?
Is it protection?
Yeah.
Oh, no. What it is, it's relief. It's release. It's a protection. No. I don't need protection. I'm too big, and my mouth is too large.
Right.
I have this sense.
But I mean, like you get away. You get everything away so that you can present your full self.
Yeah, but
I mean, in that way, you're saying, all right, look, back off. I'm here.
I've been saying that most of my life, and I think most women do. Whether
right.
they say it the way I do, or the way Susie does, or the way Jennifer does, that's what's so brilliant about what the festival is all about, is that the expression, it's not one way to do it. There's not one way to do anything. It's just so wonderful to be able to give yourself the permission. And that's what Jennifer has created here, the permission to be, do, say anything you want. And it's what Susie was talking about, in terms of women not feeling like they're, you know, that they're so alone in their creativity. I mean, for me personally, I felt like I was a nutcase. Nobody thinks like I do. Nobody feels like I do. And then you sit down, whether it's in reading an anthology that Susie has written, or a biography, or something, and you say, ooh, gosh, I'm not so alone.
Is there a delineation? I mean, can you separate between that of being a woman and what you just talked about and the creative process itself, which is often a solitary process?
Oh, yeah, it is. It's very definitely solitary. But, you know, one of the things I'm doing at the festival, I'm performing Saturday night at the Unicorn, but on the following Friday, I'm doing a workshop. And that workshop wants to get into just the question you asked. Mm.
And I, too, Sally Jane, this is Susie, and I think that we as human beings are naturally creative. We've evolved this far.
I think everybody is.
Yeah, and
absolutely.
I think what happens is people begin to think, well, she's creative because she's so talented and she has that big mouth.
Right.
But what in fact, what I love about the festival is that there are so many entry points for people at all different levels of expression and skill. And it's a wide playing field and there's room for everyone. And I think go ahead.
Yeah. No. It's just one of the things that I want to really emphasize in the workshop that I'm doing after the performance of Before I Forget, not directly, but the following week, is that I'm doing it this way because I have a gift as a performer. I sing, I act, I'm funny, I'm sad, and wow, imagine I found out that I could write. That was, you know, just an extra wonderful plus. Now I don't have to be Audition Annie anymore. I only audition for myself. Mm. That's so cool. And so what happens for me is that this ability, I want to transfer it. I want to translate it for other people. And again, I want to emphasize, I love that we're doing this for women because we have certainly, you know, but the male has been so forgotten. Hi, Joe.
I know.
You know, and I don't want to forget the male because I love them. I think they're great.
You know what's wonderful about Out of the Mouths of Babes? A sidebar event that happened as a result of the event last year was several women had brought their partners. And one of the guys was completely enlivened about his experience as a parent, and he joined my writing workshop.
I think that
our stories, like Gloria Steinem says, our stories are what will bring us forward. Just last night in the show on Makers on PBS, they're talking about the value of everyone's stories. Not that we, you know, I think it's important to recognize those contributions. Before we end, I really want to make sure we talk about Julia Cameron coming to Kripalu.
Yes.
And the coupling of Kripalu and the festival this year is such a generous act by that organization to bring in four speakers once a week at Kripalu that are festival events. And March 7th, Julia Cameron will be speaking at 7 p.m. at Kripalu. And I'm sure the AMC listening audience knows Julia well.
Yeah, she's been on the show many times.
Yeah.
So Jennifer, a lot going on, nearly 60 events, so bringing all of this together.
Yes, and I hope that we have a chance to say the website address so people can go
do that
and
just
check
a moment.
It out. Yeah.
Excellent. For more information.
Thank you so much.
Well, it's a delight. Thank you very much. And have a wonderful time. This Saturday night, it's Before I Forget. And the kickoff event on March 1st is Laundry Line Divine. You can find out the entire schedule by going to BerkshireWomenWriters.org. BerkshireWomenWriters.org. ORG. The Berkshire Festival of Women Writers takes place throughout March. And again, you can find out more by going to BerkshireWomenWriters.org. Jennifer, Susie, Sally Jane, a delight. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you.
Appreciate
Thank you.
It.